This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Lice infections can infect the health and performance of livestock during the winter months. The USDA estimates that livestock producers lose up to $125 million annually because of lice infestations. Not only can lice be the cause of direct animal performance losses, but also increases wear and tear on our facilities and fences. There are two types of lice that infect cattle. Biting lice feed on the skin and secretions on the outside of the animal. The other type is known as sucking lice. These species are blood feeders and pierce the skin. Both types of lice spend their entire life cycles on their host. Off of their host, a louse can only survive 10 days or less. But if those few days are served in the right environment, the louse can be transferred to an unsuspecting animal that might happen to walk by, restarting the cycle on a new host of the same species. It's important to note that lice are host-specific. So, cattle lice don't infect horses or people, and vice versa. Every herd has some level of lice infestation. They're carried from season to season by a small number of animals that act as reservoir hosts. It only takes about 28 days for an egg to mature into an adult and reproduce, and most females lay one egg per day. The first signs of lice begin with constant rubbing and scratching within the herd. Fences, posts, water troughs, trees, and other stationary objects are utilized as scratching posts and can be damaged. As the infection and irritation continues, large hairless patches will become evident on animals. There are several options when it comes to the treatment of lice. Horons or injectables like ivermectin, doramectin, or other microcyclic lactones can be used. These will treat internal parasites and work on external parasites like lice. It's important to note that the injectable formulations do not work on biting lice since they don't blood feed. These products are most often used on a herd at the end of summer grazing going into winter. Most formulations call for the poron to be applied down the top line of the animal from the pole to tail head. Even with herd treatment in the fall, later season lice infections can still occur. Body shearing may be necessary to achieve effective louse control on sheep and goats. This must be done carefully because clippers can carry the parasite from animal to animal. Treatment will be most effective if trailers, chutes, and other areas where animals have contacted are cleaned and treated with an appropriate premise spray. When treating herds, it's important to treat the entire group. Missing one animal could leave a reservoir host for reinfestation. The same thought could be given to new additions to the herd from an outside source. Basic biosecurity, such as treating and quarantining new additions for 30 days, is not only a good way to reduce risk of lice, but also a great tool in decreasing introduction of other diseases. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.